I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. Wreaths Across America is celebrating 25 years of honoring fallen soldiers by placing wreaths on their graves across the country. This is the second year a ceremony will be held in the Twin Cities. We spoke with volunteer co-chair Ellen Fuller to learn more about the organization and what they're doing locally.
Wreaths Across America started 25 years ago as a result of one man's generosity. He sent 5,000 wreaths down to Arlington, and this is the 25th year. They have now 1,200 locations, including Aggie Field of Honor, and we've expanded locally to all of Brazos Valley to remember the veterans with wreaths on their graves each December. So basically, remember the fallen, honor those that have served and their families, and teach our children the value of freedom is what they're about. And I'm one of 600,000 volunteers that placed over 900,000 wreaths last year and 1,100 locations. And last year, was our first year in Bryan College Station, and it was so successful, we placed 100% of wreaths on all the veterans in Aggie Field of Honor, and we're trying to get as many more as we can this year.
So you mentioned that last year was the first year in Bryan College Station, but this year you guys have actually been able to expand, and you're going to place the wreaths on more than just at the Aggie Field of Honor.
Yes, one of our fundraising groups is the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 937, and one of their goals is to remember their fallen comrades that are recognized on the Vietnam Wall in D.C. They've also put them on the memorial, Brazos Valley Veteran Memorial in Bryan. So we worked together to identify where their final resting place is. Some of it's locally, but some of them we coordinated with other volunteers are at Arlington, San Antonio, Houston, but more importantly here locally, Steep Hollow, Restover, the four municipal cemeteries. So it's personal this year.
Ellen, I know there's different ways that people can get involved and that they can help out with Wreaths Across America. Can you explain the different options?
Yes, thanks, Chelsea. There are actually three ways. First, I forgot to tell you before that the government doesn't provide these wreaths. They're actually personally sponsored by individuals. About 90% of the 900,000 wreaths are individuals, not corporate, and one wreath at a time. Or you can help us place them. That'll be this Saturday, December 17th at 11 o'clock at Aggie Field of Honor. Or third option is do both.
Okay, excellent. So if anyone's interested in sponsoring, they need to get that done by Tuesday, November 29th. But you're also looking for volunteers for the actual event, which again is December 17th, correct?
Correct. And this year, especially because we are in, I think, over 23 different cemeteries. We try and honor specific requests. If someone has a loved one or lost somebody during the past year, we're inviting them to come to our ceremony on December the 17th and receive a wreath and place it themselves.
How many wreaths will be placed in Bryan College Station this year?
As many as we sponsor. There are over 117 at Aggie Field of Honor. There are over 1,000 that we've been able to identify, but it's just however many are sponsored. There's a shortfall right now, but we still got a time before the 29th, so hopefully we can sponsor and honor lots more vets.
Ellen, if people are interested in sponsoring a wreath and would like to donate, where can they go online?
The easiest way, even though Wreaths Across America .org has a great website that's been enhanced this year, so it's kind of wonky, it takes a couple steps. But to make it easier, here, we made a Facebook page, and it's Wreaths Across America / Aggie Field of Honor College Station. And like any other Facebook page, there's a blue donate button. That'll take you directly to our page for Wreaths Across America. You hit that button, it gives you two options. You can either do credit card or this new thing called an e-check, where you put in your bank code, routing number, and check, and it comes out automatically. So you don't have to worry about sticking it in the mail. It's secure.
Thanks again to Ellen Fuller for visiting with us today. We've made it easy for you and put a link to donate on our website, WTAW.com. There's also more information about volunteering for this year's ceremony. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.